Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. The Eagles were back at work here at the NovaCare Complex today as they get set for Sunday afternoon's matchup with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The big news today was that quarterback Sam Bradford did not practice with the team, though he did watch from the sidelines. Inside the Eagles locker room, we heard from a number of the Eagles receivers on how this Eagles offense is different if quarterback Mark Sanchez is at the helm.
We want to make sure Sam gets back healthy as possible quickly. I feel like me and Sam were definitely building rapport with each other. It's no secret. I feel like me and Sanchez do have a great relationship, a great chemistry out there on the field. So I know when he's out there, there are a lot of, you know, opportunities that can come up.
They're different styles of quarterbacks, yes. But does our scheme change? Does our play calling change? No, all of that stuff's going to pretty much stay the same, to be honest with you. But
I think no matter who's in, whether it's a receiver, tight end, I think everyone's almost called interchangeable in this offense. Same with the quarterback. I mean, we know Sam's strengths. We know Mark's strengths. And even though they're two very different quarterbacks, the offense hasn't really changed too much.
Meanwhile, another area of the game that the Eagles are looking to shore up on Sunday is the play of the offensive line. Today we heard from Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson on what the line needs to do better on Sunday.
The things that really killed us, obviously, were the two holding penalties, the false start and the bad snap. And really up front, we tend to play our best games when I'm not making mistakes. And I know that's a very selfish way to look at things, but I think that when I take care of my things and I'm a calm, cool, collected guy in the middle.
It'll be decided on Sunday, but no, I'm expecting to play right. I think JP will try to go a little bit more tomorrow. He went more than he has been today, so yeah, but I expect to play right today.
Taking a look at this Sunday's opponent, the Eagles will be facing the number one overall draft pick from this past year's draft in quarterback Jameis Winston. Today we heard from defensive coordinator Bill Davis and safety Malcolm Jenkins on what Winston has been doing so well.
He's impressive. He really is. As a rookie, I was very impressed with the poise. They're actually giving him some checks at the line, and he's doing a good job with it. I think he's protecting the ball well. He's not forcing the ball. I just got done watching that Tennessee game where he wasn't quite the very first game of the season where he turned it over a little bit. Since then, I think he's learned every week. I think he's grown every week.
He makes some plays that, you know, you kind of take your hat off to him and you say, okay, he's definitely an NFL quarterback. But at the same time, he does some things that all rookies do, and you scratch your head or you see opportunities where you can make plays.
For all of the latest Eagles news, including the Inside the Locker Room interview with backup quarterback Thad Lewis, be sure to stay tuned right here to PhiladelphiaEagles.com.